پایگاه فرهنگی اطلاع رسانی راسخون.
We've seen how code behind works in version 1 of ASP.NET in 1.1. Let's go ahead and look at the change that was made in version 2. Now, this is now the preferred model for code behind. The 1.1 model is still supported. So if you have pages that are built using the 1.1 code behind model, they will compile successfully in version 2 and 3.5. But you definitely want to prefer the version 2 model. This is what Visual Studio will push you toward and what you should strive to use. So here's the change. In fact, let's just go jump right into our code and transition our pages into the 2.0 model since we are running ASP.NET version 2. So we'll start here and change a couple things. One is, instead of using the source attribute, which is what we used in the 1.1 version to automatically compile a file, I'm going to use the code file attribute. And that's really the only change we have to make here. Code file is a 2.0 specific attribute that says, use this code behind file and compile it as the base class to me. But as you do the compilation, I would like you to automatically generate a sibling partial class to the class that's there. And the key thing that that's going to do is it's going to eliminate the need to add these member variable declarations. So you no longer have to declare member variables for all of these server-side controls in your page. They are going to be declared implicitly for you and added to your class definition. Now, they're not going to be physically added to the class. They're actually going to be added to another class, but the class is going to be merged with yours, which you need to indicate by specifying the partial keyword on your class definition. So those are the only two changes. Mark your class as partial. Eliminate any of your protected member variable declarations, and in general, you just don't have to add them anymore. They will be implicitly added to the sibling partial class that's generated for you. And just go about your business and use the server-side control variables as if they were members of your class definition. So that's pretty much it. Let's go ahead and try refreshing the page just to make sure that worked. It did, so everything's fine. Now let's go to that directory, and what I want to do is point out the sibling partial class that was generated on your behalf, if we can find it here. So let's take a look at the source code files. Let's sort by type. Scroll down to the source code files here and look for the more recent one that is large. So that's probably this one right here. Let's try opening that one up. Okay, so what do we have here? Notice we have in this file a partial class definition. So this was automatically generated by ASP.NET, and you'll notice that it looks very similar. It is identical in declaration to our original class. Here's our partial class definition that we created, and here's the partial class definition that ASP.NET created. So notice they look the same. And that's intentional. ASP.NET is simply augmenting our class definition. Partial is just a way of spreading a class definition across multiple files. So when this gets compiled, these two definitions are going to be merged into a single class definition. And it's a very common technique used in a lot of development environments and the Microsoft platform today for conjoining machine-generated code with developer code. And here's the key thing that was added for us is the bulleted list declaration. So it automatically goes through and detects all of the server-side controls on your page and adds protected member variable declarations for each of those controls. There are also a couple of strongly typed property accessors that are added, as you'll see later, one for profile and one for the application instance. Okay, so that's the main class. And then if you scroll down here, this is the class that is generated automatically for the page, like we saw before. And the only difference you'll see now is in this class definition, it no longer inherits from page, but rather it's going to inherit from our class, which has now been merged with the partial class definition that has the member variable declarations. Otherwise, it's all the same thing, right? So this all turns into the same thing in the end. We just added a new base class that is being merged with this sibling partial base class for the variable declarations. Okay, so that's the 2.0 code behind model. here's a depiction of the class generation, just to give you a quick rundown of how that worked again. So this right here is the class that you create, and you go ahead and assume the presence of member variables based on your page definition and the controls there. And ASP.NET will take care to generate the class definition for the ASPX file, as well as the sibling partial class that's going to be merged with your class that will include all of the server-side control variable declarations.